Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine, returning your call that was placed on our callback list. May I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine, returning your call that was placed on our callback list. May I have your zip code, please?
90044.
And what is your first and last name?
Linda Lake Brown.
Okay, thank you. Just one moment. And verify your address as well.
1252 West 81st Street, Los Angeles.
Okay. Thank you. And taking a look at the account, I do see that you have the mini pods. How can I help you?
I have a charge of $59.95. It was on April 2nd. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so it does show that it was canceled and it was it was canceled out. How can I help you?
You said it shows it was canceled. Is that what you're saying?
It's for the earbud, the wireless mini pods.
Is that what it was? Hello?
Yes.
So are you telling me you reversed this charge on my card?
It was canceled, so you will not receive any more charges.
That was for the wireless, you said earbud? Is that what you said? Are you having a problem hearing me or something?
The only thing that you were charged was for the mini pods.
Why was I charged $59.95?
Because when you did place the order, the terms and conditions did state that you would be signing up for a 14-day trial. And if you did not discontinue within the trial, you would be charged the full retail price of the mini pods.
Well, those mini pods actually don't work.
Okay. Well, it was stated in the terms and conditions that once you do go outside of the 14-day trial period, you'll be charged the full retail price of the earbuds.
No, I didn't even remember reading that. I'm going to dispute this because, like I said, I didn't see that. And to pay $60 for something charged on my card and they don't even work, I'm fixing to dispute this unless you're going to.
Okay. Okay, well, what I can do for you, ma'am, I can provide you with a 35% refund due to the misunderstanding of the terms and conditions that you were charged.
35% refund.
35%. It'll be a 35% discount towards what you were charged.
They don't work. There's no rhyme or reason for me to be charged, but for me to have a charge for $60 for something that doesn't work?
Okay. Well, what if I can do this and provide you with a 50% refund? You'll receive half of your money back.
I want all of my money back. They do not work.
Okay, well, just allow me one moment to speak with my manager. Okay, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and issue a full refund, and it'll go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, what I'm going to do is go ahead and issue a full refund, and it'll go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And you will need to return those earbuds.
Where do I return them?
Okay, I can provide you with that return address.
Okay, that's great. So are you going to do the $59.95 and the $6.95?
You are responsible for the shipping and handling. So you will not receive the $6.95 back, but you will receive the $59.95 back.
Okay.
And it's going, the return address is going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado 80239.
Okay. 11551 East 45th Avenue. Is that what you said?
Yes.
I didn't get the suite number.
Unit C.
Unit C.
Mm-hmm. In Denver, Colorado.
Okay. And you're
80239.
All right. Spell your name for me once again, please.
Jasmine, J-A-Z-M-I-N-E.
J-A-Z-M-I-N-E. All right. Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Okay. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You also.